Why do you think of chakras as computers? Because that's exactly the way they are. Computers process and store information. That's exactly what your chakras do. They process and store information, and each one of them is, shall we say, tuned in to a different type of information. For example, your third chakra has all the information on your sense of self-esteem, who formed it, how you feel about yourself, everything. And that in turn corresponds to feeding different organs in your body, the pancreas. Every single chakra has a different type of information, and it operates like a computer. It stores every piece of information, transfers every piece of information. It's the most fascinating dynamic in the world. And quite frankly, I think if we understood ourselves more as computer systems, we would find forgiveness and the things that we need to do in terms of challenging perceptions a lot easier to get rid of, because you would think in terms of reprogramming yourself. Like, I have to erase this disc. That's all. I have to erase this disc. I can't let this have that kind of clout in this system anymore. You'd get a lot more mileage if you got impersonal about yourself. No kidding. If you didn't take your life personally, you'd be very healthy. Okay. Let me see here.